Hi there, you're listening to The Recruiter Record, a podcast that goes behind the curtain of talent acquisition and human resources in corporate America, providing tools, tips, and tricks so you're empowered with the information you need to boldly navigate your career. I'm the creator and host, Joy Noel, and I'm excited to connect with you all. All right, so welcome to the second episode of The Recruiter Record. I have to say again, thank you so much for listening in. The response and feedback I've been receiving so far is phenomenal. I knew this was something that was needed, but really didn't understand just how much until after the first episode was released and the feedback and responses and questions started pouring in. The motto is and will forever be inform and empower. So subscribe to the podcast today, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and everywhere else podcasts are available so you don't miss an episode, which are released on the 15th and 30th of the month. You can also go ahead and follow over at Recruiter Record on Instagram and other social media. All right, this episode, I want to talk about interviewing. COVID-19 has really changed the landscape and how corporations are hiring. And I want you all to be prepared. First and foremost, now is not the time to take your foot off the gas for your job search. Now is actually the time to get a little bit creative, especially if hiring in your sector has stalled or completely stopped, because everything will eventually pick back up and right size itself. And you need to position yourself now to be in the optimal spot to make a move when everything gets better and opens back up again. We'll discuss how to do that in episode 3. I'm preparing and doing the research for that episode now, and you'll definitely want to tune in. But for now, let's get into how to prepare for both a virtual and in-person interview. Whether you're participating in a virtual interview or in person, the goal is the same. The goals are the same. Make a lasting impression that earns you another interview, or make a lasting impression that earns you the job. Really, it just depends on how the organization you're meeting with is utilizing the virtual interview and where they are in process. All right, so to dig in a little bit more, we both know that virtual interviews present some unique challenges, including use of technology, setting management, building a connection, showing the right amount of enthusiasm and interest, plus expressing your qualifications and abilities, and sending the right vibes all through the screen with no in-person interaction. Stressful, right? Wrong. You can go into this interview and ace it, and I have what you need to get there. Prior preparation prevents piss poor performance. Those six words are words that I live by. Prior preparation prevents piss poor performance. So prepare and then prepare again. I want all of you to take a deep breath. I'll be right here with you to help you get ready. Preparing for a virtual interview that will be conducted via Skype or Zoom or Google Hangout is really no different than preparing for an in-person interview, except there are a few additional things I want you all to be aware of. So first, get your technology in order. Test it and test it out again. The organization you're interviewing with should have sent you a link or some sort of login information well in advance of the interview, usually 24, 48, maybe even 72 hours in advance if they're really on their game. So go ahead and log on and make sure you have no issue there. Also, check your internet connectivity and confirm your camera and microphone are working well. So if the picture is grainy or if you're experiencing any sort of echo, you might need to buy a mini webcam with a built-in microphone. Nowadays, you know, you might need to see if you can borrow one from someone because I don't know what stores are open, but either way, you need to get this sorted out well in advance. This is not the time to procrastinate at all. The last thing you want is to have to reschedule because something wasn't working on your end. Additionally, do not use your cell phone for the interview. Use your laptop or desktop. Now, if you do have to use your phone, figure out a way to place the phone so you don't have to hold it. You want your hands free so that you can take notes and also so that it doesn't look awkward. You don't want it, you don't want to be holding it up so that it looks like a selfie, and you don't want to be holding it down because that's just an awkward positioning. And, you know, as mentioned, you want your hands free so that you can take notes. All right, so your technology is working fine. You now know that there will be no issues there. Next, I want you to figure out where you're going to have this interview. Where are you going to sit? What is the background looking like on screen? Does it translate well? And also keep in mind, if you can see it when you're looking through the monitor, they can see it also. So preferably, there should be nothing behind you. If you have to move some things around to eliminate any potential distractions, then now is the time to do so. You want a look that's professional and uncluttered and organized. That's how you want it to look behind you. A few paintings or pictures are fine, and so are a few plants, but a pile of dirty clothes, not so much. Also, one thing that I think people forget about is to pay attention to the lighting. Make sure you're showing up on screen so that you're not either washed out or there's not some shining light right behind you. And also you don't want it to look too dark. So you may need to bring in or even remove a lamp to help with that. All right, so the technology is right. You've made sure you're taking the virtual interview in a well-lit room with zero clutter. And now it's time to think about what you're going to wear. Trust me on this one. You 100% should dress for success. Get fully dressed as if you were going to the interview in person. Now is not the time to have pajama bottoms on and a suit jacket. Because think about it. What happens if you need to stand up? Exactly. It wouldn't look right. It'd look ridiculous. Plus, I'm a firm believer in dressing for the occasion. I believe it's a cue to your brain to adjust the mindset for business. I'm with Deion Sanders on this one. Look good, feel good, play good. Stay on your A game here. So, ladies, a nice dress with minimal jewelry so it doesn't distract the person interviewing you will look great. Also, if you wear a dress, you're not fidgeting with your blouse or your suit jacket or buttons or anything like that. For the fellas, a full-on suit and tie or dress shirt and blazer is definitely the way to go. Now is not the time to show up relaxed. You want the interviewer to focus on you, not on the outfit. And trust me, the interview will take notice of everything. So dress the part. Another key thing to think about is body language. You won't have the added benefit of being face-to-face and making a connection. So your body language becomes that much more important to manage in this virtual setup. That firm handshake and enthusiasm you typically greet employers with, it's just not going to translate via video. The best way to show confidence is through your body language. Make sure you sit up straight, don't forget to smile, and be sure to prop up the camera so that it's eye level. That way, you're not looking down or looking up for that matter. Studies have shown that employers are more likely to remember what you said if you maintain eye contact. So really stay focused here. Not focused on the screen, looking at the person on the monitor, but focused on the camera portion itself. I suggest you practice keeping eye contact in this way well beforehand, so that you can get comfortable with it. You don't want to come off creepy, and you don't want to look, you don't want it to look off that you're looking above them or, to the right or something. So definitely practice this ahead of time. It can be a little bit tricky to learn. Here's a pro tip, though. A really good trick to maintaining eye contact is to write down any talking points and even your main questions that you're going to ask at the end on post-it notes, and then place those post-it notes at the top of your monitor or close to your camera, because then that way it serves two purposes. One, you're not shuffling papers around, and two, you'll be focused on the camera. All right, so from this point on, all of your interview prep will be pretty much standard, as if you were preparing to interview in person. So one thing that you would do a little bit differently if you were preparing for an in-person interview is where at the beginning you were testing out your technology. In this moment, you could test out the drive or the commute to the interview. Then that way you're not worried about that on the day of. And, you know, it can be a seamless commute on your way to the interview. And also if you're someone who needs to get coffee in the morning, you know, put in that coffee run also. So then that way you know exactly how long it's going to take you to get there and you don't have to be worried about that. So again, from this point on, all of your interview prep will be standard. So know who you're talking with and know your audience. Really take time to learn all you can about the company from as many different sources as you can possibly think of. Read up on any new company press releases and definitely do a Google search too. You can talk to people that work there if you know of any, or even people that used to work there. This will all help give you the bigger picture. Now, if the company has a blog or social media, be sure to take a look there also. It'll help you understand the culture and really some other initiatives that are important to them as well. And don't forget Glassdoor to see reviews from current and former employees. And you can also look on Glassdoor for pay, what the pay rate is. That will help you in negotiations later down the road. Review the job description again, as well as your resume. You want to be able to tell stories about your experience that directly relates to the qualifications for the position and that showcase what the employer is looking for. I suggest you prepare 3 to 4 compelling stories just to be safe. Researching the company well, it will help provide context for your interview and may also help you prepare 5 questions to ask as well. And honestly, you'll feel so much more relaxed and comfortable because you'll be armed with information during the interview. So you can relax a little bit in the preparation and knowing that you prepared the best way possible. I also want you to think about your answers to common questions. Most employers use behavioral-based questions as a way to assess candidates in an interview. So this is what a behavioral-based question might sound like. Here are a few examples, kind of the prompts. Tell me more about a time when. What do you do when? Give me an example of. Have you ever? Or describe a. The best way to answer those questions is using the STAR method, which is really a simple format for you to use to answer behavioral-based questions. Now, thinking of an answer is just the beginning, right? But you want to frame it well so that you're telling, again, that compelling story with details in an easy-to-understand way. So, STAR, this is what it is. Situation. Set the scene and give the necessary details of your example. What was it? What was the challenge? What was the project, right? Task. Describe what your responsibility was in that situation. Action. Explain exactly what steps you took to address it. Result. Share what outcomes your actions achieved. STAR. Situation. Task. Action. Result. All right. Also, common questions to have answers ready for include, why do you want to work at this company? Why specifically did you apply to this position? What interests you about this role? What are your strengths? What are your weaknesses? What are your goals? How do you believe you'll have impact in this position? You can definitely do a Google search for common interview questions to help you prepare. The more you prepare answers for these common questions, the better you will know your story, the better you'll know your numbers and your experiences, so you can confidently relay that back to the employer in a way that is not robotic, it comes off natural, and in a way that you feel very comfortable with. You really need to know your story and be ready to tell everyone. So use all the research that you did earlier to prepare thoughtful questions to ask the interviewer at the end when they say, "So, do you have any questions for me?" Now, as a recruiter, I can tell you it really irritates me when someone doesn't have at least one question. We just spent the last 30 to 60 minutes conversing about your skills, discussing the company, giving you really great information about the role, and you don't have one question, it's not a red flag per se. You won't lose the job if you don't have a question, but it's irritating. And I can honestly tell you that people take notice, and they take notice in not the best of light. So even if all your questions were answered during the course of the discussion, you need to keep 1 to 2 questions in your back pocket, which you'll have prepared well in advance if you do some really good research on the company in the beginning. So please spend some time on researching the company, researching the people, researching the culture, preparing answers using the STAR method, having questions prepared to ask of the interviewer at the end, because they are going to ask you if you have any questions for them. And I can't say this enough, practice, practice, and practice again. The best way to practice is to see if one of your friends or family members will do a bit of role playing with you, see if they'll be the interviewer for you, and walk you through that process. You can even give them the questions that you want them to ask so that you can practice your answers. See if you can do that a few times before the actual interview. Now, if that's not an option, you can also practice your answers and questions in the mirror, which, you know, is just as good. One other thing I like to do, or one other pro tip, is to think through the day exactly how you want it to go in your head. It's a bit of a practice in visualization. So you're going to want to think about how you wake up that morning. You're going to want to go through your morning routine. You're going to want to think about the drive into the interview. You're going to want to think about how you're going to greet the receptionist. You want to think about how you're going to answer the questions. Really, you can do that role play and visualization in your head also. And, you know, I think it really helps sort of set the stage, because you're preparing in advance and being a little bit preemptive. You're thinking about what it could possibly be and the sort of questions that could possibly come up. Finally, take a deep breath, relax, and get some sleep. You want to be refreshed and not mentally exhausted on interview day. And you certainly don't want to look tired. You've done all this hard work in advance. You've prepared really well, and you've got this. I believe in you. So take a deep breath, relax, and get some sleep. All right, well, that's the end of the episode. I hope you received a few good bits of actionable information today. I really want to know how your interviews go. So please, you can follow Recruiter Record on Instagram and leave a comment about your interviews on IG. You can also leave a comment via text at 646-971-9717 or send an email to info@therecruiterrecord.com. Please subscribe or follow the Recruiter Record podcast on all podcasting platforms so you don't miss any episodes. And remember, new episodes release on the 15th and 30th of the month, and information on this platform is currency, so get ready for payday. I look forward to connecting with you all. Talk soon!